I'm Abigail, the press officer from Cardiff Met, and you're listening to the Nathaniel MG Cup podcast with Weber and Jonah.
Another week, another cup podcast. This time, though, it is the Nathaniel MG Cup final between STM Sports and Connors Keep Nomads. Mark Jonah-Jones joins me in a second to look at both sides, but let's hear from the men at the top first. We'll start with STM Sport. What a joy they've had. Camry South debutants and in the cup final as well. Here's Nana Barr from STM Sports. He knows it's a big day for them.
On Saturday, it's, you know, the biggest game in the club's history. It's one which has been quite a difficult one for us because since our semi-final, we feel there's been a big gap in between, which I think has had detrimental effect on our league form. You know, we've only won 2 in 6, which is not like us. We can fully focus on the final. In terms of the final, what's the plan? Well, I'm not going to tell you the plan because you probably divulge that. but, you know, Connors Key have, you know, done a lot of research on us. They were there when we played Clonethley away. And they were also there on Saturday when we played Havy West. So I'm pretty sure they've got their game plan as to how they're going to beat us. Myself and Dell, we hope we've done enough research to give our best. You know, the boys have worked hard. They're going to work harder again this week. They're going to give it their all. And I know that, you know, no matter what, they're going to enjoy the occasion, which is what's important for all of us. I'm going to embrace every moment. I'm going to enjoy every single minute of it, regardless of the score. I said before, you know, to get to the final was the biggest thing. I mean, to lift a to lift a trophy, it's, you know, it's something that we look at and we think, gosh, you know, it's a possibility, but it's a small possibility. You know, we're not stupid. We know this is a quality outfit, and it's going to be very difficult for us. We're going to do our best, and we are underdogs. There's no pressure on us. The pressure's all on them. And the expectation is for them to win. You know, the odds are massively in their favour in terms of the league form. The last time they played a team from our league, you know, they won 8-0, which shows their dominance and their quality. Some of the players they have in that team are just, you know, way beyond ours. But our boys are special, you know. We've proven that. You don't get to a final of a big cup like this by luck. You know, we have ridden our luck most of the time, but you know, we've worked hard to get there. So, in all, we're just looking forward to it. We're looking forward to, you know, doing the best that we can and enjoying every single bit of it. And hopefully, you know, we'll do ourselves proud, we'll do our family proud, and we'll do the whole league proud.
And Jonah, we've talked about this before. It's such a meteoric rise, if you like, for STM Sports. Such a great story, but it is worth repeating. They've come a long way in the past decade.
I think it'd be the pinnacle of the story, Mark. I mean, it was said 12 years ago. I think it was Nigel Bertram started them up, and they've had 7 or 8 promotions. They've, you know, they've really gone through the pyramid systems, and they're in the Cymru South now, which has been brilliant. And by the way, this run they've been on, you know, in this cup, they've beat Pontypridd, they've beat Cumbrian Celtic, they've beat Haverford West, they've beat Newtown, and they've beat Aberystwyth. That's a bit of a run in itself, Mark. So, they've worked hard to get to the final. And, look, this is as big as it'll get, most probably, for most of the lads in the STM team in their careers. Hopefully, a couple of the youngsters will go on to bigger and better things, and this could put them in the spotlight. But, listen, Mark, this is gigantic for STM, the St Mellons-based club from Cardiff.
So how are they going to beat Connors Key, then?
It's going to be a tough game, but look, they got the likes, first two I'd like to mention, to be fair, is Chris Hadjito and Nipper Worsley. 12 years the club have been going. They played in the first game, and they're both liable to play in the final. How about that for a clubmanship, Mark? That's unbelievable for me. I think they deserve a special mention. And then you've got the front three of Ben Amoon, Josh Graham and Callum Bateman. They're all good goal scorers. You know, the two fullbacks, Ricardo McKenzie, is good on the one side. On their day, when they get the ball down, and if they get the chance to get the ball down, they could be decent opponents for Connors Key.
Well, a man who definitely likes cups is Andy Morrison. He knows, I think, that this is definitely a cup they want to win if they're going to guarantee another run in the Tannock's Caramel Wafer Cup for them next season. Of course, the winners of this get through to that. Only the league winners after that get a space in that Scottish event. Here's Andy Morrison.
We were very good. We scored many different goals. You know, some of the interplay was fantastic. I think Back's goal was special. There's two strikers working together, set plays, counter attacks. You know, we were very, very good in that game. And you know, like I say many times, if when we're at home and we're on form, and we're asking them different kind of questions, we're a difficult team to beat. And you know, it would have been a tough day for anyone to come to our place and come up against us when we're that good as we were. So great preparation. You know, it's a clean sheet, which is good habits to get, and sets us up. You know, and you know that gets put to the side, and our preparation starts again. You know, Jay was away watching STM. I watched them the week before, so you know we'd like to think we've done our work. You know, we've done what we can control, and then our preparation this week has been fantastic. You know, culminating in tonight's session. And then, you know, train tomorrow, work with and a bit of finishing and be ready for the game, you know, and see what it brings on Saturday.
And Jonah, I know Coniskey will want to win whatever they can this season, but I wonder if this specific cup is so special to them because, as I said earlier, it is the absolute guaranteed way of getting into the Tannock's Caramel Wafer Cup, or as we know it, the Iron Brew Cup.
I think you're spot on, Mark. I think it really, the Iron Brew means a lot to Andy Morrison especially, and to a few of the players who played in that final 2 years ago. They'd love to get back there again. And look, whichever way you look at it, Cardiff Met won this cup last year. Christian Edwards, major trophy. Some of his players at the Met have been in a team what have won one of the two major trophies in Welsh domestic football, the two cup trophies. You either can win the Welsh Cup, which is a big boy, but then you've got the Nathaniel MG Cup, which is one to win, which is fantastic to win. This would be Andy Morrison's second trophy. They all count, Mac, even for the likes of George Haron, right? George, a 36-year-old captain, right? George will be as eager to win this as when he won his first trophy with whoever he played for and when he played for Rill and the likes. Whether you're young or old, when there's a chance to win a trophy in your career, if you win it, it sticks. It stays there forever. You know, the likes of Jamie Insull, Michael Wilde, Michael Beccari, they'll all be playing their hearts out. They'll go into the final as strong favourites, massively strong favourites. But they won't want to know about that. They've been professional enough. They've been through Europe. They beat Kilmarnock in Europe. But they, Morrison especially, will definitely give STM the same respect that he gave Kilmarnock, mate. That's the way they're built at this club.
And what have Coniskey Nomads got in their locker? Where have STM got to be wary of?
They've got a mean defence, haven't they? So they can stop STM scoring. And they could score plenty of goals. But the one of the stats I did look at, Mark, on the way to this cup final, just tells you what cup football is all about. STM beat Haverford West 7-6 on penalties on their way to the final. And Coniskey, by the way, beat Gilsfield 5-4 on the way to the final on penalties. So if anything tells you about cup football, them two games do. And look, the strong favourite, let's don't paper over any cracks or make up any fairy tales, right? It would be an absolutely massive, biggest shock in Welsh football for, you know, one of the biggest ever, were STM to win it. Coniskey, strong favourites. And that's the type of final. Listen, cup football sometimes is about David and Goliaths, and it's about big stories. The smart money says comfortable win to Coniskey. But, you know, you mentioned that in the STM changing room with a couple of minutes before kickoff. It's what cup football's all about for me, Mac.
Well, it'll be a great game. It will be live on S4C Saturday evening. Jonah will be doing the red button commentary in English. Dylan Ebenezer and the team doing their business on the Welsh language on S4C. Before we go, Jonah, what can I say? Some great news on the Twitter this week. How can I put this? Bala 1, cancer 0. Danny Gossett getting the message that he's had his treatment and he is all clear of that cancer.
Yeah, I was lucky enough to get that news earlier, Mark, and I'm over the, you know, that's fantastic, absolutely fantastic. Best news we've had, you know, Happy New Year to Danny and his family, and that is the news that he wanted Aston Hughes, that everybody at Bala wanted, and Aston Hughes, that everybody in the Cymru Premier wanted. And, you know, Dan, from us all, the only way is up, mate.
Well, we'll be back to normal service next week with the Cymru North and Cymru South and Cymru Prem podcast as phase two of the Cymru Prem begins. Hope you can join us for that. Speak soon.
In my hand is a deposit for your next car. And if you buy any brand new MG at Nathaniel Cars, we'll pay your deposit for you. It's as simple as that. If you don't want to pay thousands towards a deposit, you don't have to. Plus, the whole MG range is available with 0% representative APR and up to 5 years to pay. So, visit nathanielcars.co.uk or pop into our showrooms in Cardiff and Bridgend, the UK's number one MG dealer.